This is the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyle questions. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Hello, welcome to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show, brought to you by American Liberty Mortgage, Drury Brothers Roofing, and City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host, realtor and owner of City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. That's a mouthful, isn't it? Well, if you've been listening to us, you know that we have changed our name, the real estate side of us. Mia Bella Properties is no longer, and now it is City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle, to connect with this radio show. Because I had so many people so confused, and it just made sense just to merge them together. So now we are City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. And this, what this will do, will enable me to have a vast variety of guests on the show that might not have anything to do with real estate, but might have something to do with lifestyle. So please continue to listen in as we go into our sixth year, which I'm very, very proud of. Hey, you know, it's a new year. Yay. Are you happy about it? I am. So what does that mean to you? Did you make a New Year's resolution? I did. I'm purging. Year after year, the stuff that we all accumulate can really add up. They sure have at my house, that's for sure. I've gotten to the point that I look at things as stuff as if it doesn't have any significance in my life. Or, you know, if it has significance or maybe has a function, okay, then maybe I'm going to hang on to it. But there's a lot of stuff that's stuff. It's just stuff. And, you know, I don't know about you, but have you ever became so frustrated, maybe even angry because you can't find something because you have so much stuff? I experience that. It's very frustrating. And, you know, throughout 2019, I did get rid of a lot of quote unquote stuff, but I still got more stuff. You know, you don't have to be a bona fide hoarder to have the experience of getting frustrated when you can't find something. I mean, everybody goes through that. In my business of real estate, I see some very, very tidy homes, minimalist even, which can be very surprising. I had a client, beautiful home, and it looked like a model home, and they were definitely minimalist, but they had it decorated quite simply, but very beautifully. And that's a person I wanted. I want to be somebody like that, that everything is organized and you don't have, you know, just a lot of stuff hanging out. You know, sometimes people panic because they are planning to put their house on the market and they're like, what do we do? You know, what are we going to do? You know, we've got all this stuff. It might not be cluttered, but it might be untidy. So what's the difference of tidying and decluttering? Is there much of a difference? Well, tidying to me is getting places that you normally wouldn't get to. So you might be wondering, why am I talking about tidying? Because even though you might not think about, you're not going to sell your home, but maybe you just want to tidy up because spring's coming before you start doing the massive cleanup. I'm going to tell you the steps, how to do it, how to tidy up, because most people don't think about these places that I'm going to tell you about. And trust me, you might not see certain things in your home, but other people do. So first thing, let's clean out the drawers in your home to include the dressers. Old clothing, go through your closet. Get old clothing in your drawers, mismatched socks. How about outgrown clothes? You know, a lot of people gain weight. Some people lose weight. If you haven't worn it in a while, you might want to consider getting rid of it. Maybe it's out of style. Maybe you're thinking it might come back in style, but maybe by then you might not wear the same size. It kind of amazes me how some people, some of my friends hang on to stuff that was like eight sizes ago. You know, the reality is we'll probably never be in that size again. And do you want to be in that size again? Anyways, point being is that get rid of clothes that you don't wear. How about clothes with stains? You know, you might think that, oh, I'll be able to get the stain out. I'll be able to buy something. You've tried, or maybe you haven't tried and you just tossed it to the side. You haven't worn it. Get rid of it. How about clothes that need mending, but you have no intention of mending it, or maybe you just haven't had time to. Now, I'm a mender. You know, if buttons fall off, that sort of thing, I put them right back on. But, you know, I can sit in front of the TV and I can take care of things like that. It's kind of funny because when I go and visit my daughter and her family, she always has tasks for me to do to help her. And one of them is to replace buttons. And so I do that. So, you know, you don't always have to throw things out if you think that you're going to need them. And a missing button is no reason to get rid of a shirt. Just replace it. Just go to Joann's and get some buttons. Take a sample of your the other button with you, and then you can buy buttons to replace them. So you're going to go through your drawers. You're going to also, you know, in your cabinetry in your kitchen, start there. Do you have stains of toothpaste in the top drawer? You got toothpaste that are half empty, or maybe they're totally empty. Get rid of them. Just get rid of all that junk in all those drawers that you don't use. Take inventory of things. You know, some people keep medicines in their cabinets. Have they expired? That's a big, big deal. If they've expired, you need to get rid of them. But I'm going to tell you how to dispose of those here in just a few minutes, okay? Do not throw those in the garbage. Do not throw them down the sink or the toilet either, okay? But you still need to get rid of them. Also, underneath the sinks and bathrooms, you probably have like old bottles of mouthwash, that sort of thing. You might want to toss those. And how about your linen closet? Is your linen closet tidy? Or are you like some of my clients, they open it up and they go, don't look in there. Don't look in there. There's sheets that are just all a mess. They haven't folded them up. They've just stuffed them in there. Take them out and fold them up. And if you don't know how to fold a fitted sheet, which I can do perfectly, believe it or not, but I've had a lot of practice, go on YouTube and find out how to do that. Just put in there how to fold a fitted sheet. There's a lot of examples in there that'll help you do that. I know those are very, very frustrating. How about blankets, pillowcases? You know, fold those babies up. And if you've got too many stuffed in there, just go out and buy a plastic container and store them away. That's what I do. I have a lot of blankets for when we have guests, and I put them in plastic containers and I put them away. I don't want to stuff them in the linen closet because it's a mess. I don't like to look at messes, so that's what I do. So how about the kitchen? Let's go to the kitchen now. Do you have a junk drawer? Oh, yeah. I've got a junk drawer. I have got a horrible junk drawer. And let me tell you why it's horrible. It's not me doing it. Nope, it's not me. It's him. And he's one of these people that'll bring things home and say, oh, we might need it later. No. What do we need that screw for? And what do we need that little pair of pliers that are for something else? I don't get it. And I know that a lot of my friends, they have issues with their spouses regarding this, or their partners. They bring junk home and you're never going to use it. Okay, how about calendars that people gave you for the new year? Are you ever going to use them? No, you're not going to use those. Recycle those babies, okay? Put them in your recycling bag and, you know, yeah, I don't use them. But yeah, he has a tendency to bring not one home, but three of them home. What am I going to do with those? How? Now in your kitchen, I want you to look at your pots and pans. Do you need all those skillets? Really? You need five of those? No, you don't. Look at all your drawers. You know, how many ice cream scoopers do you need? I had three of them. I don't know. Maybe one was for strawberry, the one was for chocolate, one was for vanilla. I don't know. But I didn't understand why I had three, so I gave two of them away. Point being is that this stuff is going to, what I'm telling you, is going to make your house more tidy. I know it sounds repetitive because I've had so many shows about decluttering. But like I said, decluttering and tidying are they're a little different. Hey, I'm going to take a short break so we can hear from our wonderful sponsors. But when I come back, I'm going to talk to you more about tidying up, and I'll talk about more places you've never even thought of that you need to tidy up because people can see it and you don't even realize that. Hey, come on back, listen and learn. This year has proven to be a real threat when it comes to hail damage. Insurance companies paid out thousands in our area, but with the hail damage came roofing companies from out of area. It truly is frustrating to see how many people were taken advantage of. If you haven't had your roof inspected, do it now. I trust Drury Brothers Roofing with 34 years experience and over 20,000 happy customers. Let them inspect your roof for free. Give Drury Brothers Roofing a call at 719-591-4994. That's 719-591-4994. Is this the year for changes for you? Hi, this is Deborah Elliott Schultz with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. If your 2019 changes include buying real estate, let us assist you. We have a long history of working with all buyers, from first-time home buyers to investors. Plus, we give back 25% of our commission to go towards your closing costs or lower your interest rate. Thinking of selling? Don't forget, we're the original flat listing fee experts in the area. Give us a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Welcome back. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome back to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, and I've been talking about tidying up versus decluttering. I haven't really told you the verses about decluttering, the difference, but I'm going to continue to talk about tidying up, okay? And during the break, Matt, my producer, just told me he's got three junk drawers. He's going to clean them up now. So if you're like, Matt, clean out. At least just have one drawer. I'm trying to get rid of the one and only junk drawer I have in the house. I can't stand it anymore. But anyways, maybe you like your junk drawer. Maybe it's a catch-all. Maybe you've got rooms that are catch-alls. I will tell you, I do have a room that's a catch-all. And it's my house office, but I am going through that. And Corrine, who cleans my home, she's going to be so happy once I do that because she's never been in there to clean. I am getting better, though. Hey, you know, going back to what I was talking to, about before the break regarding pots and pans, I have storage shelves in my garage because, you know, we just got stuff that I need to store that I want to keep. But lo and behold, last summer, I discovered that I've got two rice cookers. I had no idea. One of them was in the box. I'm like, where did that come from? And Larry looks at me and goes, I think you bought it. I'm like, but where you got one? So you see what I mean, folks? You probably have duplicates of things too. Come on, admit it. Come on. I know you do. So just get rid of it. So what happened to that rice cooker? I gave it away to somebody who didn't have one. You know, the other thing that people have a tendency to have a lot of are spatulas. Now, I went to my girlfriend's house and she has a lot of spatulas. I do too, but the difference is that hers are like melted and she still has them. And I'm like, why do you have these spatulas that have got indentations of where they got too hot? You lift them on the pan or whatever, and like you can't even flip anything on them anymore. She goes, I don't know. She goes, I really don't use them anymore. I'm like, hello. So, you know, if you got spatulas like that, you know, toss them, right? Get rid of them. Some people get really frustrated because they go in their silverware drawer and they realize they have a mixed mush of different styles of silverware instead of having one nice set. Well, my dad loved to go to buffets. Okay. He loved going to the Golden Corral in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Okay. And he always wore shirts that had pockets. And he would walk around, get his food, and he would put like the silverware in his pocket. Well, my mother, and this happened every single time, she would have already gotten the silverware for them, okay? So he'd walk out of the restaurant with silverware in his pocket. He was, unbeknownst to him, he was stealing the silverware. So when mom would catch it, she would take them back to them the following week because they then went there once a week. Well, when they passed away, when we had their estate sale, I looked in there and there was this mess of different types of silverware in there. And my mother was a very classy woman. She loved things that matched, but I know where this silverware came from. It came from the Golden Corral. So I gathered it all together and I walked in there and they didn't know me, but they knew my parents very well. And I asked to speak to the manager and the manager came over and I told him who I was. And he got very teary eyed because, you know, he missed my parents. And I said, I have something to give you. And I had this box. It wasn't a big box, but it was big enough. A silverware. I said, I'm bringing you back your silverware. And he goes, oh my gosh. And he started laughing. He says, you know, your dad will walk around with silverware in his pocket. And I go, yeah, that was yours. Yep. So anyways, you might want to clean out your silverware drawer. And, you know, if you desire to have matched silverware, you might want to consider giving that silverware away. Go to the Salvation Army Untucked. They would love to have that silverware. And go out and buy some new silverware. And you're going to smile because you're going to feel just so good that you've got matched silverware. I know as simple as that sounds, but I know it puts a lot of smiles on people's faces. Hey, you know, in the kitchen underneath the sink, you have people over and you're cleaning or whatever. Or you're just, you know, chatting with them and they see that mess underneath your sink. Clean that out. it can be really kind of hazardous too if you've got chemicals down there that you haven't used. My girlfriend, she had some ammonia that was underneath her sink that she hadn't opened in a long time. And the bottle is plastic and it was like, it looked like a pillow. For whatever reason, it was expanding. I'm guessing because it got pretty hot. So she took a lot of her stuff to the El Paso County Household Hazardous Waste Facility, which I'm going to give you the information about this place here in just a few. But she had a lot of stuff like that underneath her sink. And it kind of got me wondering, oh, what do I have underneath my sink? So I cleaned out my sink and, you know, all the way in the back, I had like, you know, cans of cleansers that I hadn't used in a long time. But, you know, I think you'd be pretty surprised when you go through that and you go through your laundry room too, and you look at chemicals that you've just put away that you have no intention of using. Please, again, don't throw those in the garbage. Don't throw them down, you know, spill them down the sink or anything. Just, you know, take them to the facility with the information I'm going to give to you here shortly. Take them there so you're not polluting our community. You know, the other thing is, too, you might have an overpacked pantry. You know, we don't live in the South, but I mean, if you live in an apartment, maybe a townhome, and you've got packed pantry and you've got like crackers that have been open for a while, you've spilled cereal in there, that can actually attract roaches. Some people are really shocked that we've got roaches here. Yeah, we do. We also have termites. So clean out your pantry really, really well. If there's any cans in there that look like they're going to bust open, don't use those. Okay. That's not good. It means the seal has been broken or it's been too hot and it's just not edible anymore. So you want to get rid of those. I think it's really important that you look at things that you've stored away, like, but you want to go through your oatmeal and your flour, your cream wheat, that sort of thing, and see if there's any tiny little bugs in there. They're called weevils. If you have them, you know, you probably want to get rid of them. Some people say that it won't hurt you if you spoon them out and throw them away, but not me. I'm gonna get rid of the whole shebang. And you might want to consider doing that. I think you might be really surprised when you really look, because you might have them if you stored them away for a long time and you haven't used it. Rice can get those also. So I think some people think because we live in Colorado, we don't end up with bugs in our food, but we actually do. Go to your refrigerator. Clean out your refrigerator. Okay, this has to do with tidying up. You have guests over and you open up your refrigerator and it looks disgusting. Do you think they want to eat anything from your house? No. But you know, a lot of people don't think about cleaning out the refrigerator. They're busy cleaning their home. But your refrigerator is part of your home and, you know, you really want to keep it clean because that's where your food is. Take everything out. Just take everything out. Clean it up. Clean up the shelves and everything, you know, soap and water, what have you. And then look at your ketchup. Look at your mustard. Look at your mayo and see what the dates they expired. And I kid you not, when my dad died, we were cleaning out the refrigerator. This is a shame to say, but you have to remember my parents were old and they had dementia. There was a bottle of mustard that was 13 years old. And yeah, talk about shocking. So you can see that, you know, nobody is immune to having outdated condiments in your refrigerator. You clean out your produce drawers, you get there's a lot of gross things in the produce drawers. There just is. You know, I want you to also, when you think about tidying up, and as silly as this might sound, if you're one of the people like me, I run down and go to the garage and I go, I've got, you know, a toolbox because I fix things in the house. And if it's a disaster, it makes me angry. Clean out your toolbox, because sometimes you need something, it's an emergency and you can't find it. And then you get really, really mad. So clean out your toolbox, clean out your garage, clean out your shed. And when you're in your shed and in your garage, and if you stored any food in there, you need to look for mice. It doesn't even have to be food with mice. It could be storing decorations, that sort of thing. They can find the tiniest little entry to get into your garage, to get into your shed. You have no idea that they're there until you start looking around. If you start seeing droppings on the floor, then you know you've got them. You've got to clean everything out, okay? If they've chewed up or if they've nested in your decorations that you've had in there, maybe you've, you know, fall or Christmas decorations, you really need to get rid of those decorations because it carries diseases. Very, very important. Tidy up your house. Tidy all areas of your home. Just want to say the difference between tidying up and decluttering. Tidying means you're not only you're cleaning, but you're also going into those little nooks and crannies, okay? Decluttering is getting rid of stuff that you no longer want. It can be big stuff. It can be furniture. It can be that sort of thing. So tidying up is getting into the corners, getting down to the nitty gritty. Hey, clean out your spice racks too. I forgot all about that. Hey, I hope I've given you a little bit of information today that you can take home and start getting in the mood of spring and hitting things before they even happen, right? Because come springtime, you know you're going to get down to the nitty-gritty, right? I know I am. Hey, so if you've collected all the things you need to get rid of, take it to the El Paso County Household Hazardous Waste Facility. It's located at 3255 Acres Drive. That's A-K-E-R-S. And their phone number is 719-520-7878. Again, 520-7878. And again, they are located at 3255 Akers Drive. That's A-K-E-R-S. You can get rid of a lot of your waste that you have in your home. Chemicals, prescriptions, you need to take them. Call up any Walgreens in your area and see if they'll take them, because they do have a drop box. And that's where you want to dispose of them. They will not take it at the waste facility, but they will take it at Walgreens. But it's specific Walgreens, okay? Get rid of stuff, people. It'll really free your life. So those are my tips for tidying up or decluttering your home, whatever you want to call it. But you know what your needs are. You know what your truths are. So just get busy. Get it done. Hey, speaking of that, if you're thinking about selling your home, thinking about buying a home, don't forget, think of City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. We are here to help you. Hey, if you're thinking about selling your home and you need more guidance to tidy up your home, give me a call. You can call me at 719-641-1357. Hey, don't forget, we do a flat listing fee of $3,500. And also, if you are looking to buy a home, we give 25% of our commission back to our buyers to help assist you with your closing costs, or maybe it might even buy down your percentage rate. Give us a call, 719-641-1357. Hey, thanks so much for tuning into the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. If you have any questions or suggestions, give me a call, 719-641-1357. Email me at cityofcs@aol.com. Hey, a big thank you to our sponsors, American Liberty Mortgage, and Ryan Herbig is our go-to for all of our home buyers, investors, and those that need to refinance. Ryan is your source for your financing questions. Give Ryan a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043. And don't forget to get your roof inspected. You might have roofing issues and you don't know it. Now is a perfect time to find out the condition of your roof before the next hailstorms come this spring. If you have damage and you don't know it, these winter months just might kill your roof. Give Drury Brothers Roofing a call at 719-591-4994. That's 719-591-4994. Hey, we have a preferred provider list for the Colorado Springs Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. If you're interested in having your company on our website, or maybe even I talking to you about it here on the show, give me a call, 719-641-1357. I'd love to see you. Be a sponsor of the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show, 719-641-1357. Hey, and go to our website, cityofcs.com, and look at our preferred provider list. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. Have a great week, my friends. And remember, please don't text and drive. And remember, it's never too late to become the person you were meant to be.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. The City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show, Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyle questions with Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Please join me this week when I have Ryan Lewis with AmPro Inspections on the show, and we're going to be talking about the importance of a home inspection, even if you plan to live in your home forever. Please tune in, listen, and learn.
Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.